Good afternoon. Thanks for calling, Robert-Jan.
Hey, it's Emily. How you doing?
Emily! Hi,
Hi.
hi. Well, we're getting cooked here. How about
I
you?
heard. We're about to get that in the next couple of days. The humidity has
Oh,
already spiked
no.
quite a bit.
Oh, no,
Yeah, they're
Emily.
calling
That is
110
not
heat index
fun.
on Wednesday.
It's
Yeah.
90, I think last, what, when was it? Last afternoon or the one
Really?
before? It was like, well, I was on my way to my other job, and it was right in the afternoon. Yes, I left at 1. So,
Oh,
to
geez.
make it short, afternoon is horrible,
Oh.
even in the car. And, you know, that stupid mole doesn't have any covered spots for the car. So, I had
Oh,
to leave it
yeah.
out in the sun. Oh, my
Yeah, us
God.
too.
I got
I have
that,
the
and it
like
was.
front window blocker. Yeah, it's a
Yeah, I
lot.
got that one. I had to go to pick one. You put it on shield area.
Yep, in the
Shield
front
part.
windshield. Yep.
Windshield.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to go to get one because it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It was like 95 or something.
Jeez.
So I don't want you to get something like
Oh
that
yeah, no.
again.
I end up because the car I have now, I bought like a cheap one from like, I don't know, Costco's or something, and for my last car. And it didn't quite fit into my new one. So I ordered one online that fit the shaping of my new one. And it's actually got a UV protection on it. So I have to put the silver side facing out and then the black side facing in, and it's got a Velcro to go Velcro around the mirror so it's nice and snug and it doesn't let anything in.
Oh,
So it's,
so
and
I
then you
guess.
use like the what's it called? The things with the mirrors in front of you on the seats. I'm losing my mind today.
Yeah,
You
well, you're
use
not alone.
the sun
Okay.
visors. The sun that you put the sun visors down to
Yeah.
hold it from the top part. But it fits
Yeah,
really
I put
well.
them down. Yeah, I
Perfect.
put them down. Mine did
Yeah.
not fit that tight. It was
Okay.
kind of loose, and I pushed it in, so it goes more, you know, towards the windshield and kind
Yeah.
of stays there, but
Yep.
it's far from tight. I
Yeah.
think the size is not right, or maybe I
Yeah.
put it upside down. That's possible
I
too,
hate
because I was
Amazon,
running late.
but I had to do Amazon because what I did is Amazon does, if you put in the make and model and the year of your car, it'll find ones that fit your specific car.
Are you serious?
And I think I got
No.
this one off Amazon for like $10.
I picked it up at Walmart.
Yeah.
Wow. And I guess that's the shape which is not made for SUV. I don't know, the measurements are not the same or something. So it's not tight. It's kind of a loose. And even with that thing the next day, because I couldn't take that hit, I picked it up next time I stopped, next day, because I work on weekends there, and it doesn't fit. I mean, it's not tight as you're saying. You're saying it follows the shape of your windshield, but no, mine is no. But that's what the thing is. You got it on Amazon to follow the model
Yeah,
of
the
your car.
specific shaping, yeah. Because I have a Honda CR-V, and the way that they made the front window is like it's wider up top, and then it kind of almost narrows in a little bit towards the bottom. So my last one was just way too big because it was all the same size going like up and down. So I just gave that one back to my husband because that one fits his car as well because it's a universal one. So we just use it for his car, and then I got the one on Amazon, so it was like perfect.
No,
But
that makes sense. Thank
yeah,
you. Thank you, Emily. I even
of
didn't
course.
think about it. I know when
Yeah,
I put it in, I
I
was like,
avoid Amazon. I really don't care for it and all of that. But for certain little niche things like that, that's where it does come in handy.
Well, since it supposedly is following or fits the model of your car specifically, then yeah.
Yeah.
Walmart didn't have any. They had those, like, you know, like two separate seating kind of a, I should not say circles, but separate seating, like big things, and maybe that's what they UV protection is,
yep.
You're saying?
Yeah.
But seems like they are two separate, you know, things you put on. So I even didn't look at those. Like not one solid sheet.
No.
But two separate ones.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So
it combines into one.
Yeah, I guess. And
I
thought, well, you know what, it's more hassle.
Yeah.
To put one, then to put another one, and then to connect one when I'm always in a rush and I'm just trying to fit something in so that the sun is not getting all the way. But I guess since it's not tight, it still gets in, I guess.
Gotcha.
Oh.
I gotcha.
Okay.
Well, stay cool.
Yeah, I'll
we'll try to do
out.
Our best
yeah.
here, too. It's supposed to be 101 index tomorrow, 110 Wednesday, 105 Friday. I am off Friday. I'm going to go to the beach early. Before we're supposed to get thunderstorms anyways in the mix of all these hot days. Kind of hoping it holds out Friday morning. I want to take my son to the beach before it gets too crowded anyway.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's what I was
We live a few minutes from one of our local beaches, so.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So that's a quick trip back.
Oh, yeah. I would pop,
back.
We
yeah,
would
good.
Get there about 8 o'clock, leave about 10-ish.
So what time are you getting up?
Did you wake up that day?
Well, that day or
probably like 7, 6:30, 7, and just we'll pop our bathing suits on.
Yeah.
Pack our cooler, because my friend might be meeting us, and then just hop on over. Got some beach toys. I got a beach bag, beach blanket, and all that. So
right.
I used to use a flat sheet, but I finally this year invested $10 in getting a beach blanket.
Yeah. Well, then you can get rid of that and not to feel bad.
Yeah. Well, because I was like, thinking, you know, you don't have to use
my it. My positive thinking was that since it's hot, and I want to go for a walk and swim. I have the pool at the home, so I'm going to swim right after the walk, but I'm going to do that at least at 8 when the sun is not up. But I can't get up. Every day I will see that it's probably like, it's only 8.
Well, I promised my son, I was like, all right, we'll go to the beach this week if it doesn't rain. So, of course, he's asking every day. Yesterday, I took him to one of our, like, they in some of the parks around Rochester areas, they have these things called spray parks. So, basically, like, sprinklers,
cool
little things. It's like a pad where they have, like, 7 or 8 different types of sprinklers where all these kids just run around. And we went to the one in my town, and,
that's
of course,
cool.
There's, like, lodges and stuff in there, so people are having parties. We normally get there early in the morning. So it's usually us, maybe one other person running around in it.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday I pulled in, I was like, oh my God, there, it was so packed. I had to park in one of the gravel areas, outside of the parking lot, which was okay.
Uh-huh.
But I told my sister, you know what, if it gets to be too busy, we're going to leave. I said, but we can come for a little bit. We ended up being there for an hour, but at one point, I kid you not, there was like 40 kids on it. There was so many kids just running around, but he had a blast.
Listen, if you're saying it's 110 for a big city like yours, it's going to be a nightmare.
Yeah, got to do what
you
we got to do.
Have
I mean,
asphalt and all those buildings, all that concrete.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's more downtown, like even like where the spray park that we went to yesterday, it's actually across the street from the local beach that's near me. We drove past to get to this park, and the beach, there's not one parking spot available, and we're talking about a mile, 2 miles, I would say about a mile span of parking lots down this road along the beach, and it's probably about 6 lots full and along the roadsides, and we went to the water park, and now normally no one really knows about it, but somebody was having a birthday party, graduation parties, things like that. So it was busy there yesterday. So I can only imagine. And then when it gets this hot, the city itself does something called a cool sweep. Anytime that the temperature is over 90 degrees, they some areas will do the fire hydrants. The firefighters will come and do the fire hydrants for like X amount of time. Or they'll like the spray parks around the city will be open until like 9 p.m. The pools that they do have outside for some parts of the city, they'll leave open till later too. So
Pool is a good thing, but you know what? My pool is like a boiled water.
See, up here, that's why I'm going to go to the lake. The lake is still only like, it's like 60-something degrees still. Lake Ontario's not fully warm yet.
That. Because it doesn't make sense, you know.
Get
in, and that's why I'm thinking, when I'm just thinking that I'll go to my pool like in the morning when it's still in the shade, and
before it gets too hot in the sun.
And maybe catch a little bit more of cold temperature nowhere.
Yeah.
And if you go to the beach, the ocean water, it's, I'm telling you, it's like boiled.
Oh, yeah, I know. I mean, I didn't go in this late, but I went in March last year, and it was pretty warm. I was surprised on how warm it was even then.
Yeah, well, in March it feels good because, the temperature is not the same, so you get in the water and it feels good, but this time, it's just unbearable. You know, I start thinking more and more that maybe the global warming is a right definition for all these things. Okay, let me go ask.
I had a missed call from you guys, so that's why I'm calling.
Oh, she called you. Okay.
I believe so. I missed that.
Stay cool. Hold on a second. Emily?
Yes.
She is good. She dialed your number just by an accident.
Oh.
But he is with somebody.
Okay.
And he doesn't have anything like urgent. We
okay.
Don't
no worries.
Anything.
Well, if you need me, let me know. Okay.
So stay cool. Take care.
You too. You too. Thank you. I mean, we'll be here all week, so at least I get to sit in the AC all day, so I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm grateful for that, so.
Okay.
Well,
take
perfect.
Care.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.